We do not pay ransom. We didn't here, and we won't in the future.
John Rothman in for Drex right here on KGO. The President of the United States today saying that it defies logic that a $400 million U.S. payment to Iran in January could be considered ransom for hostages. By the way, Donald Trump said not once but twice that he had seen a video of the U.S. offloading wooden pallets of euros, Swiss francs, and other currencies in Tehran. $400 million worth. Well, tonight, Donald Trump's campaign was forced to admit that the Republican candidate for President of the United States never saw such a video because guess what? Despite the fact that he described that video in full detail, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Now, the Wall Street Journal reported Wednesday that the American prisoner release in Iran, remember, four prisoners were released, coincided with a $400 million cash payment to Iranian officials. According to the Wall Street Journal, the secret operation was the first installment of a $1.7 billion settlement the White House reached with Iran over a decades-old dispute stemming from a failed arms deal before the Iran Revolution of 1979 when the Shah was deposed. Now, I want to make my position clear. I was very active in the opposition to the Iran nuclear deal. I didn't like the Iran nuclear deal. I don't like the Iran nuclear deal, and I think it's going to come back to haunt us. But I don't believe that this issue had anything to do with it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that $1.7 billion was announced when the nuclear deal was signed, that we were going to have to repay Iran $1.7 billion. Because that arms deal was concluded when the Shah was in power. The Shah is gone. We held the money. We cut a deal. And part of the deal was that that money would be returned. I think it's obscene, to be very honest with you. But the State Department is saying that the payment was part of a settlement of a decades-long legal dispute before an international tribunal in The Hague, and that the timing was coincidental. I want you to react. I want you to tell me what you think. When the president declared we do not pay ransom for hostages, saying that Republican accusations were not true, was the president right? Or the Republicans? Does it impact you that Donald Trump twice said something that simply doesn't exist? Now, you need to understand this. I need to understand this. Federal law to this day bans the United States from conducting monetary transactions with Iran in U.S. dollars. So we couldn't do it in dollars. And because the United States doesn't have banking relations with Iran, the only way to settle a case, we are told, was to pay in, well, currency. And so $400 million in currency was loaded onto an unmarked plane and dispatched directly to Iran. Now, I got to tell you, the timing was terrible. There were people in the Justice Department who said the timing is terrible. But the president is correct when he said, we announced these payments in January many months ago. They were not a secret. This wasn't some nefarious deal. We should be clear. There was a meeting today of the national security team, the Pentagon, the vice president, members of the cabinet, military commanders, senior staffers on the National Security Council. And let me tell you, they all back him up. The president said that, in fact, lawyers had advised him that there was significant litigation risk, but we could end up losing billions of dollars. Well, and to drive home that point, Obama declared, we do not pay ransom for hostages. 8080810, $400 million. By the way, not our money, not taxpayer money, money that is owed to Iran as part of a $1.7 billion package. Now, because of the circumstance, we need to understand that the president is saying it was the only way to pay him back. Of course, I don't know why the plane was unmarked. And can you imagine? Can you imagine if, God forbid, that plane had gone down somewhere, had not arrived? $1.7 billion debt, $400 million would have been lost. So I want to know what you think. Is this a legitimate campaign issue? How do you react to Donald Trump saying twice that he had seen the film, a video of this delivery being made, when in fact it wasn't made? What do you think about the Trump campaign having to clarify, not for the first time, that this kind of situation existed? 8080810. Did you hear Trump in the rally in Daytona yesterday? I'll never forget the scene this morning. He said he saw it. Iran provided, he said, all that footage, the tape of taking the money off the airplane, right? $400 million in cash. Never happened. Never happened. Trump campaign told ABC News that Trump was referring to a video he saw on Fox News of the American prisoners released in Geneva. And that had to be clarified. A campaign spokesperson could not explain why the images Trump described did not match the Fox video. So they finally had to admit it was wrong. By the way, John Kerry, speaking at a press conference in Buenos Aires, said he didn't know of such a video's existence. You may recall, this is not unusual for Donald Trump. He previously claimed to have seen a video of thousands and thousands of Muslims cheering on rooftops in New Jersey after the September 11, 2001 incident. And of course, no video matching that has ever appeared. 8080810. The president correct that this was not ransom? What about Donald Trump? What about Donald Trump's statement? What about the fact that his campaign had to clarify that the secret Iran video did not exist? If you're a Trump supporter, will you do me a favor? 8080810. By the way, I do watch CNN. I confess, I have never seen Trump spokespersons squirm as much. And one other quick point. The president was asked about national security briefings for Donald Trump. And you all know, I hope, that it has been the tradition that presidential nominees, once nominated by their party, get a briefing. That goes back to the Truman years. But the president cautioned Donald Trump today, be very careful. Don't reveal this. By the way, this interesting story, 1960, Kennedy and Nixon were both given these briefings. Kennedy knew we were planning the Bay of Pigs invasion, and he couldn't use it, and he began attacking Eisenhower for not doing enough. And Nixon wanted to respond to Kennedy, but he couldn't reveal that they were really doing something because that would have revealed the operation. So anybody out there who asks whether or not this kind of information has been misused or played a role in a presidential campaign, it sure has. We do not pay ransom. $400 million and four Americans get out. Is there a link? 8080810. I am John Rothman. I'm in for Drex right here on KGO.
Twitter, Facebook, online, and on the air. The next generation of KGO 810.
I'm John Rothman in for Drex tonight. Donald Trump claims that he saw the secret Iran video of the unloading of $400 million. And of course, the video doesn't exist. His campaign has had to clarify that it doesn't exist. But he said it twice, even when he was told it didn't exist. And do you believe that it was, in fact, ransom. 800-800-810. Let's go to Jeff in Fremont. Jeff, welcome to KGO. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, John. You know, I heard this Iranian money was, you know, part of frozen assets from like back in the Iranian Revolution.
That is correct. So, they made an arms purchase. The money was here. And we didn't deliver the arms and we held the money. And that is precisely correct.
So why are you saying that it was ransom?
I'm not. That's what the Republicans are saying. The Republicans have accused the United States of paying ransom for the release of four hostages. And my argument is, quite the contrary, there was no ransom. This was a straight-up deal. And if you listen to Josh Ernst, the White House press secretary, he said the payment to Iran was part of the resolution of that long-standing financial dispute between the two nations and was delivered in cash on pallets because the two nations do not have a banking relationship. It was clear. And the fact that the Republicans have the chutzpah, I'm so upset about this. The assertion that $400 million in foreign currency was delivered to Iran was a ransom for the four Americans being released is patently absurd. And yet Donald Trump repeats it. Donald Trump says he saw this video showing it being unloaded. What in the world do you think of that?
Yeah, well, that's just a blatant lie. And, I mean, Trump just doesn't care, obviously. So can't really believe anything coming out of his mouth. So, but, you know, I think everything is just so politically charged right now. If I could, I'd like to make another comment about the classified briefings.
Of course, please do.
The president. Okay. So, again, here's another situation of political you know, things being used for political gain. So, I mean, my thing on this is like, why does Obama find it necessary to comment on this through the press?
Oh, because the question was raised. There was a demand made at one point questioning whether Hillary Clinton, given the fact that Republicans claim her to be a security risk, whether she should have access to security briefings. And the same question was applied to Donald Trump. So the president simply clarified and said, anyone who is nominated by a political party is going to get the briefings.
Well, that's not what I hear. What I hear all over is how Trump is a loose cannon and you can't trust him. I really haven't heard that much about Clinton. I think, you know, it's just kind of fire, counterfire right now between the Democrats and Republicans. And who do you believe? But the thing is that, you know, there's secure means for, you know, making these briefings. You know, it doesn't need to be put out there.
The fact is they are not allowed to put it out there. The idea, and Barack Obama said it today, the idea behind the briefings is one of these two people is going to be president of the United States. It takes a while to be brought up to speed. So since the Truman administration, any candidate for president nominated by either party gets a full security briefing. All the defeated candidates for president and the people who won received those briefings before the election. There's not a problem with that, but the issue about Hillary had to do with the emails and the fact that the Republicans said she can't keep a secret. She's a security risk. So immediately the question came up about Donald Trump, who is, frankly, a bit of a loose cannon. So the president argued he has an obligation to provide these briefings, period.
Yeah. Do you think that's necessary?
Yes. Having worked I've worked in presidential campaigns, I've listened to candidates, and I think you've got to begin the process of educating people, briefing them about what's going on in the world. You cannot have an intelligent discussion during the three presidential debates and the upcoming vice presidential debate without candidates having some awareness, some sense of what's going on. And then you have to trust the candidates not to pop off.
Well, that's my point, is that they know it's going to be used for a political agenda. So, of course, it's going to be politicized. That's my question, is that if it is such sensitive security information, maybe it shouldn't be disseminated to candidates when they're going to use it for their own political games and twist it and distort it and make accusations at the other side.
I understand.
That's the problem.
I understand your logic, and I want to answer it as directly as I can. Having been involved in presidential campaigns and having worked for a president of the United States, it is essential that when these issues are debated, that candidates be as well informed as they can be, because a slip of the tongue can cause a crisis beyond words. John F. Kennedy did not play fair debating Richard Nixon, but John F. Kennedy didn't reveal the secret. What he did is he put Dick Nixon in the position where Nixon couldn't answer and say, but we are doing something, for fear of tipping things off. I'll tell you what worries me. I listened to Donald Trump twice today stand up and say he had seen this video, and he described the video vividly. And frankly, to be very honest with you, there is no video. Doesn't exist. That is of concern. But if I were president of the United States and there was a successor about to come in, you bet I'd brief them. The last thing you want. That was Harry Truman's problem in 1945 when he succeeded the presidency. He didn't know about the atomic bomb. He didn't know about the UN. He didn't know anything. He knew nothing. And you cannot walk into the Oval Office unprepared. And that's the reality. 80. Yep. Any other last comment for you?
The only thing I'm saying, yeah, is that right now nobody's playing by the rules either side. So okay. Everything is getting distorted, and it is very worrisome actually on both sides.
Yep.
Especially when the president has to weigh in on it too. You know, yep. I don't know.
You bet. No, you're absolutely right. But this is a very strange year. Anyway, I appreciate your call very much. Kathy is calling us from Mendocino. Kathy, welcome to KGO.
Hi, John. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I have videos. And I'm going to go looking for them. And there were people over there jumping up and down and yelling and saying horrible things.
Over where?
When the Twin Towers
were
falling.
But you saw them. But where were the people who were cheering the towers?
I'm not familiar with that. I would have to find the video.
Okay, let me tell you, because I you may recall, the night of the attack, I was the person here on KGO. I'll tell you what it was.
Since I was 13. Good.
I will tell you where the cheering was. The cheering came, frankly, from the Arab world. And we reported it vividly. But what Donald Trump said is there were thousands of people in New York and New Jersey.
Well, it was in New York. It was where the towers were falling, and it was across this river. I'm not political. I mean, you know, I'm not.
Yes, I understand.
Math is my thing. But no, I will find the video.
Will you do me a favor?
Because I want to know.
When you find that video, I want you not only to tell me, but I want you to send it off to the Trump campaign, because they haven't been able to produce any video.
Well, I remember it vividly because it was the first day of my vacation. Mm-hmm.
No, I remember vividly too, because I reported here on the air about places where there were demonstrations. But thousands of people in New York and New Jersey, never happened.
Well, I think it was in New York and New Jersey.
You're going to let me
I'll
know.
I have to find the tape.
I can't
and if
wait.
If I can find it, I'm going to make copies on DVDs. Because, no, it was horrific. I'll never get over it.
Yep.
It
Listen, was- I'll never get over that night either. But I appreciate your call, Kathy. You know, it's very interesting because, of course, people say that they remember or they've seen. And you all understand that there are many variations on what you see and whether it's true. And Donald Trump today demonstrated something that should concern us all. And by the way, I believe the same thing would apply if Hillary Clinton said something. Or Gary Johnson, who's the Libertarian candidate. There is a certain reliability you have to have when you have somebody in the Oval Office. You have to believe them. And if you don't believe them, well, it's a problem. It goes to the heart of international credibility. And I want to suggest to you that is very, very important when you're president of the United States of America. Well, when we come back after the necessary break, I have two topics I still want to cover. First thing we'll do at 9 o'clock is I'm going to give you the latest polls. What the polls show. And what the electoral map shows. Every time I'm on the air, I'm going to do this with you between now and the election, because I think it's so important. 96 days remain. And then in the last half hour, and I invite you to look this up, We are going to talk about a real tragedy. The mayor of Stockton, those of you in Stockton, I want you to feel free to pick up the phone and call me beginning at 9:30, was arrested over a strip poker game with underage kids at a youth camp. Karen Reed, our engineer, just sort of rolled her eyes and said, how can he be that dumb? I cleaned it up, Karen. So we'll talk about these two things. 9 o'clock, I'm going to give you the latest polls, what they say, and then at 9:30, a Stockton mayor arrested over strip poker.